The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode is brought to you by Major Spoilers VIP members.
VIP stands for Very Important People, and their small monthly contributions ensure that this podcast remains free for all of you.
If you would like to become a bronze, silver, or gold VIP member, go to members.majorspoilers.com for more information.
I sure do thank you for your support. Now, here's your show.
Google Doc, Google Doc, Google, Google, Google Doc.
This week on Dueling Review, we review Aloha, Hawaiian Dick No. 1 by B. Clay Moore and Jacob Wyatt. The critically acclaimed tropical noir returns for a brand new series. While Bird remains in 1954 Hawaii, we meet another Bird back in the States, and his impending arrival on the scene is destined to change the landscape of Hawaiian Dick forever. Hawaiian Dick this week, Matthew. Mm, have you ever read any Hawaiian Dick?
Nope.
Oh, so your first experience. So what'd you think?
I kind of feel like this is an issue that really leans hard on the expectation that I know what's going on.
That's what every comic book does these days, right? Every comic book is not somebody's first comic book anymore. Of course, there is a whole thing that leads up to it. Tells you exactly what's going on with everybody. Talks about Bird and his former detective self and what he's been doing in Hawaii. We do not know who this we're guessing that the Bird that the reporter woman is meeting is his younger self that we see a flashback in, who is a Bird, who is a detective, who gets wrapped up in a he needs some money. He takes a domestic, what is it called? The domestic case.
Mm-hmm.
And he winds up in the hands of the mob, literally.
Reach right through a window and drag him through the glass.
And the mob boss basically is like, hey, man, I knew your brother. His brother's cool. You go do a job for me and we'll be square. And you won't have to worry about this woman that I'm messing around with or her husband, and get to it. And he realizes, hey, wait a minute, this is probably not a good idea. And we find out that this person that that they're trying to track down, this Tread Lightly, and there's a little backup story that gives us a little bit of information, at least introduces us to Tread Lightly. And, of course, the original Dick, the original Bird in Hawaii, and a little start of a story there. So there's kind of like two parts to this issue. One is what is the current storyline that's going on, and the other one's kind of a little prequel bit that comes out.
Aren't the flashbacks in the 50s taking place in different time frames as well?
Yeah, these are slightly different. This is a third Bird brother, not the second one that they talk about getting killed by the first one. So in the order of the story, some things have gone on a little bit differently. And the flashback that we are seeing is way earlier in the, I think earlier in the 50s than the one in Hawaii is, than what is going on with the other Bird brother.
Well, the flashback, the second half of the story takes place in 54.
Right.
And that's in Hawaii. And the first half of the story starts in 1972, but then does a flashback to what we believe is the 50s. But I don't think it tells us, does it?
No, it doesn't specifically set it up, I think, unless the reporter is... it just says it started a million miles from Hawaii, so it could have started in the 50s at some point. I don't think that the time frame between the two is necessarily important in that only because we're getting set up with the main story first, and then we're getting a little backup information second, which I think really works in this piece. And I kind of liked it. I mean, I really thought that, I mean, if you're going off of your magazine pulp detective stories, this continues on to the series perfectly. I've been reading this series for a long time. And yeah, I mean, not having the main character in the book that's called Hawaiian Dick is a little odd, but I think when you're setting up his brother and you're setting up a confrontation that these two are probably going to have, I think that is important.
And that may be it. I mean, we're coming into what, if your description holds, is probably an atypical chapter.
Yeah, yeah.
Which may not be the best place to pick up this particular story. But yeah, I'm not entirely sure if this is taking place in the exact same time.
I don't think so.
At the, you know, at the end of the first story, Bird is booking a trip to Hawaii, which I think is interesting. I have to say I do love the detective gag in the phone book.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's really good. They've got in the phone book that Bird is flipping through, he finds for a travel agency, he finds a Jane Marple as one of the travel agents. Philip Marlowe is another, and Robert McGinnis.
Yep. And the agencies are named North by Northwest, the Orient Express, and the French Connection,
right?
Which I think is lovely.
Yeah. Oh, no, this book, and this is what I like about B. Clay Moore when he writes this book and gets to have fun with it. There are references to things real in the time period. I mean, they're referencing the Kansas City Monarchs, which is the baseball team before the Kansas City Royals. Then you also have little references to Kansas University, home of the Jayhawks, just all sorts of little things. In fact, the whole story takes place at the beginning in, isn't it Prairie View, I think is where it kicks off, which is, you know, not too far away from where I grew up and in the shadow of Kansas City. And the other thing is Beakley Moore does live in Kansas City. And so this is an area that he is very familiar with. And I'm glad that he's able to bring this in into Kansas City. And that's why I tweeted out earlier today, where they're giving you all this back matter on what's happened in Hawaii and who Bird is and what his story is and all these kinds of things. And then it's like, naturally we open in suburban Kansas City and we are introduced to a 1972 story of the third Bird brother recollecting this tale that no one will believe.
Sure. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it really, I think it's some nice humor that works in here. You know, to be honest, I don't think you have to know too much about what's going on because there is a previously in right there that tells you everything that's going on or what's going on. And then you're introduced to this character and he's given a mission and a case. And then we get a little flashback that tells you what happened before. And if you read the little information that B. Clay Moore writes in there in between, it ties it all in just very well. So, yeah, I really got a kick out of both stories that are told in here and how it's leading you down a typical detective story. And I think it's very true to the time period and the spirit of what this is. Now, we haven't got into the spirit part of what happens with Hawaiian Dick and the spirits and whatnot in Hawaii. So I'll be interested to see if they bring that supernatural spiritual stuff into this series going forward.
Well, you know, and the spirit was a detective story, too.
Not that kind of spirit.
Oh, well, that's a very different thing. All right.
So what is the main thing? I mean, you've jumped into books that you've not known before, but you seem to have a real anti this. Is it because there's nobody in capes and tights?
No.
Is it because there's no Wolverine going schnick, schnick, listen here, bub?
All right. Dueling with yourself.
Is there because there's no Batman going, Bat Matthew, it's me, Batman. I'm the real dick in this story.
You're the real dick in every story, Batman.
That's not true.
It's not a question.
My mother's name is Martha.
It's not in any way related to the genre or the type of characters. I think part of it is the fact that the story is designed to be kind of an unorthodox chapter. So we get references to Bird. We're introduced to this main character. But we're also introduced to him in a way that we're supposed to have a frame of reference to. He's not the Bird that we're used to seeing.
Right.
I think it's the equivalent of if you step into, say, Night of the Doctor, and you've never seen any Doctor Who, you don't necessarily have a time expectation or a framing mechanism for why it's fascinating to see that Eighth Doctor moment. And I think that may be what it is for me. I'm not necessarily anti it. In fact, I thought that the art was pretty phenomenal. But it really did not engage me the way that I kind of hoped that it would. You know, it's solid. It's not like it's badly put together. And I really like the bits and pieces of it. I like the references to detective stories past. Mm-hmm. I like the 50s bit with the diner and the whole thing where he's playing cards and don't talk to him about the Athletics coming to town. That's just a rumor.
Yeah.
You know, no, I like those bits and pieces of it. I just, as a whole, the issue didn't really gel for me. And that may be the unusualness of it, or it may be the fact that sometimes when you read a limited series, the starting issue or any individual issue isn't necessarily a satisfying experience in and of itself.
I can see that. But for me, I thought that this set it up very well. I thought it set up a nice detective kind of what's going on. I thought there was a great hook in that his, and this is why I kind of like the way that the first part ended, was there's now a collision course between the two birds where he's literally having to go to.
No, don't collide your birds.
Where he's literally having to go to Hawaii to track this guy down. And it's not him skipping town. He's literally, because he has to track this guy down, has to go there, and he's going to run into his brother, because guess what? His brother has also had a run-in with this bird fellow, or this Tread Lightly fellow, previously, and he got three holes in the back for it. As far as art goes, I thought the art style worked really well when they were doing the 72 portion of the story. I really kind of like that trippy loose feel, because it kind of felt like something you would read in the late 60s, early 70s.
It felt like a Peter Max drawing in some ways.
But then when we got into the flashback part, and I'm pretty sure it's the same artist on that, for some reason, there were parts of it that I really dug, and then there were parts that I was like, that just doesn't sit well with me. Like the first two pages of the flashback piece, where he's walking through the neighborhood and getting in his car, work really well. But then when we start getting into, I don't know, some close-ups of some of these fellows, like the husband and the mobster guy, it's like kind of gross looking. I mean, not my flavor of how I like my characters. I don't want to say gross, because I mean, they're correct in what they're trying to be. Unpleasant.
It's a different kind of gross.
Yeah. And so, I don't know, that was maybe slightly off-putting for me, but I thought the style and the motion and the action and the layout and everything was just right up there hitting tropes the right way that I like. And tropes don't have to be a bad thing. Tropes can actually be a very good thing. And I thought that this hit all those things that you would expect in a detective tale. And then what I really got a kick out of was the art in the second piece by Jason Armstrong. I really like that, where it's kind of like, it looks like a tiki theme. Has a nice Hawaiian theme going on, and there's even kind of this, it feels like an offset, like you've got these big flats going on for your colors, and then you're just putting in the inks, just little bits here and there to outline things, and the, you know, the backgrounds and the foregrounds kind of mix a little bit. I kind of like that for a limited time, but specifically in this setting and in this world of Hawaii.
Yeah. I think the art is pretty amazing. And there's that moment where they're taking him to the Blue Aloha Club for the first time. And as you pull up, it's gorgeous. It's this night shot and it's all lit up blue. It's really well done. I think that the coloring in this book really stuck out as unusual and well done. And that's kind of a rarity when it comes to coloring. A lot of times, even really good coloring is almost invisible. This issue, you know, feels like the coloring is an intrinsic part of what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, the 70s bit is colored entirely different than the 50s, and the stuff in the back is amazing.
And the 70s stuff is different, and different trippy patterns too, because in the 70s piece, you've got the kind of like the paisley swirl type stuff.
Paisley.
It's not really paisley, but you got these swirly things going on in the background throughout, and it just kind of flows. And then like you said, when you get into the Kansas City bit, everything's a little bit more straight laced. And then by the time you hit Hawaii, then you're back into that tiki
wacky
motif. Yeah, that tiki motif.
Wacky 50s art deco.
Here's the other thing. I have followed this series. I've got a couple of the trades. I don't know if I have all the trades. I know they did a Kickstarter not too long ago on this that I think I missed getting in on. But
what?
Yeah, I don't know. And this is the thing, is that this is one of those books from Image Comics that doesn't come out often enough to where it's always on my radar every time it comes out. So it'll be like halfway through a series and I'm like, oh, there's a new Hawaiian Dick out. How come I didn't know about this? And then by the time I remember to do my pre-order for it, it's already over. And so it's like, crap, I just missed a whole, you know, a whole series there.
Right.
The nice thing is that now everything is in digital. And so I can just jump over to Comixology and I can buy these issues if I want to or if I miss them. And really at this point in my Nerd Room of Doom, I cannot really, if I'm going to get something in print, it has to be something super, super special because I'm just out of room for storing comics these days. So I love the fact that these comics can now be accessible digitally. And if your local comics book store didn't pick this up, I say head over to Comixology. I'm giving this a thumbs up. I really liked it. It's Aloha Hawaiian Deck number one from B. Clay Moore and Jacob Wyatt. What about you?
I would give it a qualified check it out. I feel like, you know, it didn't necessarily hit the home run for me, but it's a solid base hit. It's not like it's a bad issue. It's just something that I didn't feel like the art and the story were working at the same level, and the story just didn't quite grab me the way I'd hoped it would. But yeah, it's not something that I wouldn't recommend. So you got that.
I would bet if you made a commitment to read this, because I think it's what, it's only six issues, I think. Maybe it's only five. I think if you made the commitment to read all these, I think by the end, I think you'd be like, yeah, this was actually pretty cool.
Well, yeah, but if I make a commitment to things, then I'm committed, and you know how that goes.
Yes, I understand. All right, yep. So that is a big plus for me, maybe a not so much big of a plus for Matthew on
Small plus.
Small plus?
Yeah. Okay.
Coming out next week from Dark Horse Comics, we have Aliens Defiance number 1, Conan the Avenger number 25, Creepy Comics number 23, and Paychecks. No, I'm sorry, Paybacks, Trade Paperback Volume 1, Paybacks a Bitch. I think we reviewed that, didn't we? At least one of those issues. Pretty sure.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. Then over at DC Comics, we have Art Ops 7, Batgirl number 51, Batman 51, Batman 66 meets the Man from Uncle number 5. You are number 1.
Stop it.
Black Canary number 11.
It's also number 2.
Harley Quinn. No, it's not a number 2 book, Matthew. This is much better than a number 2. Harley Quinn number 27, Justice League 3001 number 11. Omega Men number 11. This, I think Omega Men will end with issue 12 for sure, right?
Yes. Yeah, the 12-issue arc was what they definitely gave us.
Yeah. Sinestro 22 and Teen Titans number 19 are just some of the books coming out next week from DC Comics. IDW Publishing has Three Devils number 2. J. Scott Campbell's Danger Girl Sketchbook Expanded Edition Hardcover. That's a mouthful. Micronauts number 1. Woohoo. Strawberry
Ooh,
Shortcake.
And or who.
Strawberry Shortcake number 1. Wynonna Earp number 3. Everybody's loving that sci-fi series.
Wynonna.
And X-Files 2016 number 1. Image Comics. That was all IDW. Image Comics has Dream Police number 9.
They live inside of your head.
Yes, they do. And I wish they would get out. Low number 13. Octopus Pie Trade Paperback Volume 3.
What?
Octopus Pie, Trade Paperback, right. Volume 3, $14.99. Postal number 12, Power Lines number 2, Sex number 27, Sex Criminals number 15, and Velvet number 14.
Oh, yeah. Velvet.
They need to combine some of these titles together. Like
Velvet Sex Criminals?
More like Low Velvet Sex. or Mythic Octopus... Saga Criminals.
Octopus Saga Pie.
Octopus Saga Pie. Mmm. Marvel Yummy. Comics next week has All New World Wolverine number 7, Amazing Spider-Man number 11, Angela, Queen of Hell number 7, there's no apostrophe there.
You have the hiccups.
Doctor Strange number 7, Doctor Strange The Last Days of Magic number 1. That's a $5.99 book.
Oh.
So if you're going to get that, and you're hoping to hold the line at $2.99, you're out of luck. Drax number 6, Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur number 6, International Iron Man number 2, Star Wars number 18, Star Lord number 6, Unbeatable Squirrel Girl number 7. Also, you can get your X-Men, the worst X-Man ever, number 3.
Why?
I don't know. Why? Is it a good book or not a good book?
I don't know. I haven't read it.
Ah, okay.
I don't recall it, which may be even more damning.
In all the rest category, we have Action Verse number 3. Uh-huh. That will feature Fracture as the main story there. Assassin's Creed Templars number 2. Bleach 3-in-1 trade paperback number 15. Oh, Matthew, did you see? I didn't know if you had seen this.
Mm-hmm.
But Crossed Badlands, that book that you love so much, Crossed Badlands, is ending with issue number 100. It's only like a couple of issues away, and it's done. I don't know what we're going to do. First, they get rid of Coffin Hill.
And now they get rid of
Cross Badlands.
Why do they hate all of our jokes?
Why do they hate our jokes? Maybe because they hate our jokes. Disney's Darkwing Duck number 1, Doorman number 2. Let's see, what else do they have? Faith number 4. That's now going to be an ongoing series starting in July for people.
Nice.
Fourth Planet number 1, Graduate number 4, High School DxD. I don't know what that means. High School DxD, Graphic Novel Volume 8, Mature Readers. Hyperforce Neo number 1. Erwin Allen's Lost in Space, number 2. Killbox, number 1.
Kielbasa,
number 1. It's an extra large issue. Lucky Luke, trade paperback, volume 57, Legends of the West. Pathfinder, Hollow Mountain, number 6. Pre-code Classic Ghost, hardcover, volume 2. Ooh. That's a $60 book. Or you can get the Pre-code Classic Ghost Slipcase Edition, volume 2, for $69.99.
Which would it be?
Rick and Morty makes it up to number 13. Sabretooth Dan.
Morty, it's your kids.
Sabretooth Dan number 1 arrives for $3.99. Mm-hmm. Super Zero number 5. Have you watched that movie? What is this? It's not Super Zero.
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's Hero Zero. Something. It's a Asian martial arts movie. It's really good. It's a two-parter.
I don't believe I have.
It's really crazy stuff because they mix like steampunk in with this story. What is it called? Hero Zero. It is really awesome. You should check it out. It is there on the iTunes movie. Now I can't find it. Zero Hero. That's a TV series. Nope.
Zero to Hero.
Tai Chi Zero. There it is. Tai Chi Zero and Tai Chi Hero. Those are the two movies. Go see it. Tai Chi Zero is the first part. Then Tai Chi Hero is the second part because he becomes a hero at the in the end.
Okay.
Ultraman Graphic Novel Volume 4. Wallflower Graphic Novel Volume 36. Wraithborn Number 3. Wrath of the Eternal Warrior Trade Paperback Volume 1. And Zombie Tramp Does the Holidays Trade Paperback Mature Reader.
What?
Yes, Zombie Tramp Does the Holidays Mature Reader. Yeah.
So this may be a different definition of mature.
No, it's definitely a it's definitely the mature that you're thinking of. Next week on Dueling Review,
Micronauts number 1, written by Cullen Bunn with art by David Baldion. They came from a dying universe. Acroyer. Space Glider, Biotron, and all their allies are back and on the run from the evil Baron Karza, blasting through a universe where magic and science vie for control. With resources dwindling, the long-lost time travelers may hold the key to salvation. But will it mean Armageddon for our world?
You can show your support for the show and everything that we do at Major Spoilers by becoming a very important patron at members.majorspoilers.com. If you thought this show was worth, you know, as little as $2 a month.
$1.380.
Maybe even less.
Yeah.
If you think that we do at least 4 of these shows a month.
Wow.
So what is that, 75 cents? If you think this show is worth 75 cents an episode, your contribution allows us to keep this show going. Pay for our growing costs and give us motivation to produce more content for you, because 75 cents will buy you a cup of coffee. Thank you so much for checking out Dueling Review, and we will talk with you next time when you'll hear Matthew say,
"Oh no, Ricky is in love with Godzilla!"
This podcast is copyright 2016 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.